The government could be heading into another shutdown on February 8th, but some places are deemed too essential to close. KUNC's Ray Ellen Bichelle takes us to one of those places in Boulder.
It's a weather prediction center, but not the usual kind. Instead of talking about snow or rain, these forecasters talk about plumes of molten plasma, and the winds they watch travel at a million miles an hour. This office specializes in space weather.
All right, I guess we'll get going. Welcome to all guests and everyone else.
Welcome to the Space Weather Prediction Center. It's part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Forecaster Sean Dahl is leading the morning briefing.
Geospace has been doing okay, predicting quiet to unsettled. X-ray flux remains at background levels. Protons remain at background. We're not expecting any changes there.
It's a recap of what the sun's been up to, specifically what it might be flinging at Earth.
Nothing coming around from the far side of the sun, so what we have here is new. It emerged in the last 6 hours.
Dahl is pointing to a series of screens behind him, a dozen flaming balls, each one a slightly different portrait of the sun. They're crawling with activity, like spherical anthills. Flaming tendrils curl from the surface, jets of particles stream off. This is the sun on a quiet day.
And that is all I have. Enjoy your day.
This center is the only non-military one like it in the country, and it exists because every so often, the sun hurls material at Earth which can cause major problems. Forecaster Monty Spencer pulls up a video from the Halloween storm of 2003.
And this basically presents a very long week of work for us.
The sun at first looks like a perfect yellow ball, except for a few red pinprick spots. But then those spots get bigger and bigger.
The red spots, they look kind of like scabs or like gunshot wounds. It's kind of violent looking.
Yeah, and what you're seeing is basically where all these magnetic loop structures are actually coming up through the surface of the sun and becoming more active. And
then there's a series of explosions shooting out from the surface. And finally, the last one is so big that the screen goes fuzzy, like static on a TV.
That's a good example of how things can go wrong across all sectors.
Bob Rutledge is the director of operations at the Space Weather Prediction Center. That burst of particles reportedly caused the Department of Defense to cancel a mission because their communication systems didn't work right. It made compasses in Alaska start pointing slightly in the wrong direction, and it forced astronauts on board the International Space Station to seek shelter from all the radiation.
The reality is, for space weather, most people can go most of their lives and never realize it exists.
But those in the know worry that with just a few minutes of warning, an even bigger storm could fry key parts of the power grid. Rutledge says right now, the grid is vulnerable, even to much smaller, more earthly nemeses.
I had a good friend who worked a power outage Sunday night from a squirrel.
So what is the bigger threat, squirrels or sun?
I think if you did pure outage hours, I think squirrels would win.
But while a squirrel might be able to knock out power in a few thousand homes, he says a big solar storm could potentially do magnitudes worse, which is why solar storms, and not squirrel attacks, were the subject of an executive order by the Obama administration on disaster preparedness. And it's the reason why, day after day, night after night, the space weather forecasters here will keep filing into the office, shutdown or not. For KUNC, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.